The Longhorn Nation is, they've been titillated over the weekend. They are all giddy.
NIL stuff.
We'll get into that. We'll get to that, too. The NIL thing, because I was going to, we'll get to that here later in this segment, too, and let you know why Longhorn fans who follow recruiting are giddy and titillated. But this this Quinn Ewers news got Longhorn fans all flustered and excited.
Hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered. You're damn right about that.
I always love that phrase.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, right.
That means like
it's a good time to be bothered.
Yeah. Hot and bothered at that time. Usually hot and bothered. Bothered, you're annoyed.
Right.
But hot and bothered.
I never
means,
got the hot and bothered. I got the hot part.
The hot part makes sense.
Yeah, I get that.
The bothered, it's like, no. Shouldn't be bothered. No,
I'm bothered.
You're feeling good. Hot and titillated.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I'm very attracted to her.
Well, that's what this
There's
is.
There's no bother.
The young Longhorn fans are hot and titillated by the news that Quinn Ewers is now in the transfer portal. Remember, he initially skipped his senior season, actually, to take advantage of name, image, and likeness deals. By the way, good move for him. I think he got reportedly close to $3 million in name, image, and likeness money. I think he played like 3 snaps. So
didn't throw a pass.
Come on now. You got to appreciate the hustle. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Who's the last 4 string of anything to make $1 million?
Right? Come on.
Because really, I think Jack Miller ended up transferring.
That's a great
but he was 4 string. No, I mean.
That's a great point. I mean, usually in NFL, you're a backup quarterback. You can do that.
Yeah.
Backup quarterbacks in the league. You're right. Backup quarterbacks. But that's about
But they're
it.
Backups. They're not 4 and, string.
Four string. You're right.
Like the practice guy had making that.
That's true. It's a good point. Not 4 string. Third string. No. Third string? Nope. No, you're not going to make $4 million.
No, backup quarterback.
They will cut you if you're a $4 million third string quarterback. Nope, you're too expensive.
Get out of here.
Salary cap league. No, I'm with you. That's a great point. So I was going to say, some people are upset about this and, man, that's crazy. They make that much money. Then he quit on his team or whatever. No, that is capitalism.
It's free market.
And you must, honestly, like I said, you must applaud the young man for taking advantage of the capitalism. Even if
whatever juice company, whatever gave that to him, they didn't have a gun to their head.
Exactly.
They wanted to.
They knew
that.
This was a possibility.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, this is, you know, the transfer rate for blue chip quarterbacks, which are 4 and 5 star quarterbacks, is 50%. It's been that way for the last 8 years. 50%. They're going to transfer. That's a 50% chance. Whatever guy we bring on the 40 acres that you love so much and you think he's great, he's going to transfer. Hell, Casey Thompson or Hudson Card is probably going to end up transferring. One of those guys.
If not both.
If not both. That's just the reality of the world we live in now.
If Texas brings in Ewers, you got Murphy coming in. Shout out to Malik Murphy and the W they got.
So he's going on his way to state now, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, good for him. No, good, I mean, because last year, the COVID year, did he not play or was it like one of those short seasons or some cut short seasons?
I think they played a quarter.
Some weird like that.
And they were all,
so
like,
good for him.
They were all,
he's trending.
They were all bubbled up.
Yeah.
It was a bubble boy game. 22 bubble boys out there.
Well done.
Which took away his agility.
It's a good, good reference there. But Quinn Ewers, of course.
Mopes. That's Moores.
Mopes.
Card says Mopes.
Says Mopes. But yeah, so he skipped his senior season, but shout out to him. I think that's a good move. He made some money, made some cash. But now he is in the transfer portal and reportedly is already arranged a visit to Texas Tech. And arranged a visit. Someone says that, you know, he also could be arranging visits elsewhere. But the 3 schools, this is why Pete Thamel was throwing out there, the 3 schools that are going to be finalists for Quinn Ewers are going to be Texas, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm. And I really think this is going to come down between Texas and Texas Tech. You know, Tech just hired Zach Kittley to be their offensive coordinator because Sonny Cumbie took the head job. Where did he take the head job? It's so hard to keep
Louisiana Tech.
Bingo. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
But Kittley was there with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And Mahomes says really good things about him. You get the sense that Kittley, Mahomes, they're kind of pushing, obviously, for Ewers to go to Lubbock. But apparently Sark and them were in his house pretty quickly. After all this news,
they weren't. Then that's
they should have been. That's malpractice.
That's malpractice. Yeah.
Yeah,
you ain't doing your damn job. But yes, to your point, Zach Kittley is well regarded in the coaching community. They actually had his offense at Western Kentucky led the nation in passing and was 2nd in total offense. had 3 years of time with Cliff Kingsbury as a GA and the quarterbacks coach for Mahomes. You just talked about that, how close they got. And the name that keeps coming up as well is Bobby Strope, the quarterback coach for the independent quarterback coach for Patrick Mahomes, who is also Quinn Ewers' quarterback coach.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
So, yeah, to your point,
that's a little connection
making
there.
Yeah, they're making a full push in that regard. And Joey McGuire is supposed to meet with Quinn Ewers whenever he makes his official visit there.
Well, you obviously want to go get this guy. He's got a special arm. We saw that at South Lake Carroll. He's got a really quick release. That's one of the things I like about him. Quick release.
Sark calls it quick hands. But
he's
same,
got quick
same,
hands.
Same sense.
Yeah, exactly. Quick release, good arm. He can stretch the field. I think he can make probably every throw out there. And they were outmatched against Westlake last year. I honestly didn't like his attitude during the game, but that's not going to hold me back as a Texas fan from wanting to get him in there, and then maybe we'll figure that out.
So this is
because there's more that goes to the quarterback position than just
You know what? Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think for Texas, you can't really worry about, you know, his mindset. Someone saying, "Man, I don't like his, you know, the fact that he left Ohio State after one offseason.
Is he afraid
of competition or all that kind of stuff?" Yeah, I'm with you. I don't worry about that because everybody deserves a second chance. That's kind of the point of the one-time transfer waiver rule, that you can transfer one time without penalty. But I will say this, you know, quarterback is like, at this point, because of the transfer portal, it's like socks and underwear, man. You can never have too many. You just got to stockpile them because you just don't know what's going to set some young quarterback off and decide, you know what, I'm done.
Right.
If he maybe it's a family thing. Maybe
and the dryer
personal.
Is like the portal. A lot are going to disappear.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. They just, yeah.
I don't know where they go.
Might be their one sock.
Yeah.
That one sock, it always disappears. No, it is. It's a phenomenon.
It's a wormhole.
No, everybody talks about it. Every dryer eats socks, or they just disappear. I don't know what's going on.
Going on in there, man.
I don't know. And maybe it's just human error. Maybe we just lose them.
I'm sure it's more that.
We don't know them. But still, it happens to everybody. That's very weird. Chad, a shared human experience.
Chad is texting us that Quinn visited Tech this past weekend.
Okay. There you go. So it's already done. So yeah, so it's I think Texas has as good a shot as anyone. You can't worry about the feelings of the quarterbacks that are already here. To that point, X-Man, Xavier Worthy, he changed his profile picture to that picture of Quinn Ewers over the weekend. So I hope.
I thought he got lighter.
What do you
I
mean?
Saw that.
What do you mean?
Well, his profile pic. I thought, man.
Well done. Good job.
You sick?
I know, but is that disrespectful to your quarterbacks on campus?
That's a great question, and honestly,
if you're Casey Thompson,
I have to ask you that. You played D1 ball. Would that piss you off?
I don't know. I wouldn't like it if I'm Casey Thompson or Hudson Card.
I mean, you wouldn't like it if you were going to be the starting cornerback, probably coming back, and they changed the picture to Eli Ricks. Right,
exactly.
That's kind of what it is. Like, hey, man, I'm your cornerback.
I mean, I guess X-Man, I appreciate his recruiting efforts, but I do wonder how that sits with Casey Thompson and Hudson Card, that your best wide receiver and the future of the receiving core here at Texas is actively out recruiting Quinn Ewers on his social media page. One thing to go text him and everything like that, I get it. Hey, man, go recruit him.
But to change your profile pic.
And which I get, slide into the DMs, I get that. But I get on social media, that means a lot. Like for these young, because I'm not young, I'm not 17, 18, 19. For them, that's a big gesture.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I can mean
John
more.
Is young and he is nodding.
That's a huge gesture. I can be like, whoa, he changed his profile pic, man. That's love, bro.
He wants me.
That's love. You know what I mean? I'm 41 years old, so I don't get it. But in my world,
even look at profile pics.
Exactly. I haven't changed mine since I started Twitter.
Where are my glasses?
I don't know. I hope he talked to Casey and them about it and say, hey, man, this is what I'm going to do. At least let them know. Hey, it's going to happen.
Interesting
Just
point.
No disrespect to y'all, but I'm doing this.
Right. But those guys should also know that their play wasn't good enough.
This is true.
And that they didn't hit on enough deep balls and they weren't accurate enough. So but you bring up a great question, and that's kind of where we are in this weird transfer portal, social media, NIL world that we live in, that, yeah, you are actively recruiting guys, and you could piss off guys in your own locker room.
Maybe they don't care about that. It's like, you know what?
Xavier wants the ball there on time.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all affecting my money.
Yes.
Whoever is here throwing me the ball now is affecting my money.
Speaking of money.
Straight cash, homie.
How big is this new NIL deal?
It's really big.
We had teased it that there were going to be two. There was the Clark Field one a week ago.
Yeah, the Clark Field Collective.
Collective.
Which is basically they're an intermediary between the businesses, the corporations that would like to have name, image, and likeness deals with players. They're the ones who will set it up for the players. And they already have, I think, $10 million already raised, or at least that's been, I'd say donated, because it's a business now. I got to get out of that mindset.
Essentially, it is though. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
It is.
But it's a business model as opposed to, you know, kind of the old antiquated amateurism. But this new initiative, it is Horns with Heart, which actually they have a Twitter page with this Horns with Heart. Pretty simple. The Twitter bio reads, Horns with Heart was founded with the goal of using the NIL of the University of Texas student athletes to help promote worthy charitable causes. Their first being it's basically an initiative with the offensive linemen who are going to sign to be student athletes at Texas. And it says it secured an $800,000 launch for what it calls the Pancake Factory, which is this, I guess, is going to be the group of offensive linemen that they sign to these deals. And it says it provides each offensive lineman $50,000 a year.
Damn.
While empowering them to use their name, image, and likeness rights to support their favorite charities in their local communities or here in Austin or back home where they're from.
Dude, there are families that don't bring that in a year.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to get, I mean, they got to pay taxes on it, I'm assuming. I mean, that's yes. Uncle Sam. He's coming in for his piece. Trust me. So,
no, Uncle Sam's not going to.
I hope there are tax classes with all this stuff. Like, hey, y'all got to pay taxes on everything you get. Just remember, you can't get it without paying taxes on it. You don't want to get in that kind of territory. There will inevitably be a lot of college athletes in that category because Uncle Sam is sneaky. Uncle Sam doesn't let you know until like 3-4 years of you being negligent about your taxes.
Let it pile up a little bit.
He doesn't come after you initially like, no, I'll let you graduate. And you're like, man, this is a great life.
Get some interest.
And then they just shut down your account. You're like, oh, what the hell happened? Like, yeah, you ain't paid taxes in 4 years. We're going to need that money.
Or you're going to jail.
Yeah. Please call us.
You make the choice. Now, it's interesting to bring that up, but if you take what the Clark Field Collective could be, and I heard Chad and Trey talking about this a little bit, I mean, you could have offensive linemen starting at $150,000, and that's not even taking into account maybe individual stuff they get.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. You're talking about stuff on their own.
Yeah.
Right?
Just Pluckers wants to sign them.
Yeah, on their own issue. This is going to be something that every offensive lineman that signs at Texas is going to get.
This is
automatically. You're going to get $50,000 for being an offensive lineman at Texas and being a part of it. It's like the quarterback club.
Yeah.
You go to the NFL, you're in the quarterback club. You come to the University of Texas, you're in the Pancake Factory. And the quarterback club, you automatically get a certain amount of money for being in the quarterback club. Same thing in the Pancake Factory. You'll get a certain amount of money for it.
This is huge. This is the separation I was talking about with the resources Texas has to really, really separate. Because they haven't been able to do it with evaluations or developing. You still have to do that, but we know how bad the offensive line, how big of a problem it's been for over a decade. And we also know, we saw it this year, just how much it hamstrings an offense. That even if you've got some skill guys and you've got some stuff dialed up, you got to work around that. This is huge for Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder
how. They won't be the only one, but it's big.
No idea, and I wonder how they sell it, because I don't know the rules about.
You sell it as, start with $150,000.
I know that, but in terms of how they're allowed sell it to recruits, like, I don't know how that, I don't know if the recruits have to reach out on their own to compliance to get information, or if the coaches can say straight up, hey, man, this is how it works. Boom, let me lay it out for you, let me educate you on the Pancake Factory.
Think about, we're going to get into Mario Cristobal and all those hires coming up at 4 o'clock. Cristobal, Kelvin Banks was the 5-star, remember, that Oregon got, and a lot of that was thought to be the NIL money with Nike. All of a sudden, you've got this with Cristobal leaving. This could open up, not only with Banks, open up the door to get some guys back in this class.